did it a different way. Okay? And I'm not saying that your excuses aren't valid, because I have used them. But where are you plugged into right now? Because we know that church isn't a spectator sport. That you need to be active and engaged. You need to put in the time and the work. Anybody who knows sports knows that the ones that put in the time, the work, in the off season, that are in the weight room, that are training, that are out on the fields, that become a team, they have victories and they have losses together. But they are participating on that team to be a part of the team. So some questions that I want to answer this morning as we go through the sermon is, why do we serve? Is it important that we do? How can we serve more effectively and efficiently? And what are the blessings that come from serving? So why is it so important to serve one another? Be at peace with one another. Encourage one another. Greet one another. Be kind to one another. Love one another. To name a few. A lot of one another's, though. And if we're not using our gifts, we're not stewarding well, if we're not using our gifts for the benefit of the church and for the benefit of other people, then we're not stewarding our gift well. And we're being disobedient to what God has called us to. It's like saying that Greg Maddux never pitched because he was afraid of hurting his arm. What a shame that would have been. Or the best quarterback of all time, Lamar Jackson. I'm just kidding. Now I'm going to get some hate. That was a total joke. Okay. We all know that it's Patrick Mahomes. So, no, that one was a joke too, but it's like him not playing football, or say your favorite quarterback, your favorite player. It's like them never playing football because they were afraid of getting hurt. They harnessed their gift, their God-given gift, whether that's because of some excuses or because the fear of injury, whatever it may be. It just doesn't happen that way. Which leads into the blessing of serving. The blessing of serving. When you serve and you use your spiritual gift that God has given you, you bless the people around you. You encourage the people around you. You build them up. The church functions properly. Guess what? God gets the glory. Another reason why we serve is because we get blessed. We get blessed. Not only do we bless the people around us, but we get blessed. God blesses us, and God actually gives us rewards to our service. He gives us rewards, treasures in heaven that we store up. And it blesses you because obviously it makes you feel. Makes you feel good. It's good for the soul. A lot of times we get so caught up in what's in the saving accounts or what's our career goals, vacation, retirement, comfort, recreation, and other things that we lose the most important priority. is serving God. By serving God, Romans 12:1 says, the true worship of serving God is serving others. We look at the body of Christ, and we look at Christ, who is the head. And what did he do? What did Jesus do? He served. He said, I did not come to be served, but rather I came to serve. And let me tell you this. Anyone who wants to be first must be last. And a servant to all. Philippians also talks about put on the mind of Christ. Look to the interests of others above yourself. I mean, Scripture is just packed. We don't even have time to go through all of it, but Scripture is just packed with the conduct of the Christian life in the church. And serving each other and loving each other and doing life together. But we were created in Christ Jesus to serve. We follow his example. Luke 22 says, but not so among you. On the contrary, he who is greatest among you, let him be younger, and he who governs as he who serves. For who is greater, he who sits at the table or he who serves? Is it not the one who sits at the table, the one being served? Jesus says, no. He says, it's the one who serves. Here's a quote. It says, tell me and I'll forget. Show me and I may remember. Involve me and I'll understand. Sometimes it's actually getting involved where we start to learn, where we start to see our gifts. And when we start blessing other people, and when we are being blessed by God by being obedient, that's when we start to understand, oh my goodness, this isn't about me. There is a need for me to serve in. There is a need in children's ministry to be a teacher or in the nursery and hold those little babies, or in finance, or in security, or to be a greeter. There's always needs. Or people taking meals to other people. There's always going to be needs in the church. And so when we start to get involved, that we start to understand, this is what God created the church for. Doing life together, doing life with one another, going through this crummy world, but having each other's backs. Then it's like, this is sweet. This is cool. But here's some other wonderful blessings that come from serving. The friendships and the relationships of those you rub shoulders with as you're serving. The relationships that God puts there because you may have zero in common. Zero things, but one thing, and that's Jesus. But God builds this relationship in it because you're serving with each other that is just like, wow. It's my best friend now. Another one. Serving allows us to discover and develop our spiritual gifts. Serving allows us to experience God and experience miracles that we wouldn't have experienced if we just sat on the sidelines or in front of the TV, spectating it. Serving helps us to be more like Jesus. That's what we all want, right? We want to be more like Christ. By serving, that happens. Serving surrounds us with other Christians who can help us follow Jesus. gives us some discipleship. And serving increases our faith. God uses men and women, everyday, ordinary people. Remember, ordinary people, extraordinary God? Remember that sermon series? God uses ordinary people to bring honor and glory to himself by giving gifts to ordinary people. And he uses those ordinary people to benefit one another and also to bring glory to himself. Because he's the one that puts the pieces together. Moses wasn't a great speaker. He stuttered. He wasn't a great speaker. God used him to bring his people out of Egypt. And he didn't even think that he was capable of doing it. He actually told God, he's like, God, pick anybody else but me. Don't pick me. I can't be used by you. And here's some of the reasons why. David killed a giant. Dude was a teenager. You think age is a problem? No, God uses anybody who is willing. He went out and slayed a giant with a sling, not some little slingshot. But David was used by God. Paul, who was actually an enemy of Christ and killing Christians, was used by God. You think, well, Anthony, I just have so much that I've done that I'm not worthy to serve in church. Join the club. I'm messed up. We're all just trying to be like Christ, to serve one another. God uses ordinary people. He doesn't call the equipped. He equips the called. He does it. It's just us taking those steps of faith, saying, okay, God, I don't know why you're having me do this. I am not good at this. And usually this is how it goes, because let me tell you, I hated speaking, and I still do. I hated public speaking, standing up in front of a class, giving a presentation. God said, ha, well, I want you to be a pastor. Nope. I don't want to be, God. You're going to be. And it's all to the glory of God that I'm able to stand before you and actually give a sermon, because it's not me. Usually, most of the times, it's not God calling us into something because that's what we've done all of our life. Sometimes he does do that, and he prepares you for that specific ministry. But sometimes it's just, hey, I want you to go hold babies. What are you talking about? I'm a football player. I'm looking at you guys. You guys are called to the nursery. Just kidding. Or, I'm not good with technology. Neither am I. But God can equip you. If he's calling you to do something and you just take those steps of faith, he's going to equip you, and he's the one that's going to work through you. It's just those who are willing. Those who see the need and feel the call of God to fill that need. We have a lot of people filling roles where it's not their gift, but they're filling them because there's a need. 20% of the people doing 80% of the work. But finally, last point, the key to all of this is this four-letter word called love. L is for the way you look. And not that love. Love. Looking to the interests of others above your own interests. Love, not putting conditions on being kind and serving other people. Love, sacrificing your needs to meet others' needs. Love, what identifies us as a Christ follower, as his disciple. That love that God gives, we give to others. And because of the love of Christ, and because of the love that has been poured into us, we're able to pour into others. So, as a response, there will be people after the baptisms at the tables. We have needs. And in order to function properly, we need to be all playing. I remember in high school, I hated it when you put in all the work in the off season. You went to the weight room. You had some mat time. Or you were on the field. And then there was that handful, that group of people that didn't come to one thing. And then they showed up expecting to play. And then that little minority caused problems in the season because they weren't getting playing time. And their families were like, my kid's the best. Why is they playing? We're always going to be messed up, church. We're not going to be perfect. But we do life together. We serve one another. And it's okay to make mistakes. It means you're human. But if you show up with actually not participating, are we really being obedient? So there's going to be opportunity. Those who are getting baptized, go get ready. Because we've got a party in a little bit. We're going to pray. I'm going to ask the worship team to come up. And we're going to have the ministry fair afterwards. So all it's going to be is we need your phone number, your social security number, your bank routing number, and security code to all of your devices. Okay? No, we're just going to take your information and we'll contact you. We'll contact you and we'll see what God does. Okay, and we have a lot of opportunities where we could be doing different stuff. And there's going to be a table that says ideas, ministry ideas. Feel like God's leading you, God's leading you to do something that we don't have. Awesome. Let's do it. Let's help you. And as we get better at serving, we'll help you. Amen? All right, Father, we thank you.